And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, bull sales hot and heavy right now. How about some selection tips?
It's important that we remember when we are looking for herd sires that we want to consider multiple traits. So thinking about how you market your cattle, whether you sell weaned calves or retain ownership, those are going to have several different traits that are going to be specifically important for both of those scenarios. And another great selection scenario is thinking about whether you buy or raise replacement heifers. So traits like maternal calving ease, scrotal circumference, heifer pregnancy rate, and stayability might be prioritized differently depending on those types of operations. So using percentile rankings and breed averages to your advantage when you go through this selection process is
good stuff, Lacey. Hey, we'll talk more on selecting bulls when we come back.
Pfeiffer's Auctioneers will offer nearly 12,000 acres of cropland, pasture land, and hunting land at auction this March across the upper Midwest, including land in Ward, Ramsey, Grant, Logan, Wells, Clay, Adams, Towner, and Sheridan counties. Don't miss Pfeiffer's premier spring event, 6,923 acres of premier ranch land across Fallon County, Montana, and Bowman County, North Dakota, selling March 11th. For full inventory details and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the region, log on to pipers.com.
Attention cattlemen, the 22nd annual Cranview Gelby and Angus Genetic Progress Sale is coming up on Saturday, March 28th at the Rugby Livestock Auction. Selling will be 50 Angus, Balancer, and Gelby bulls, as well as 35 Balancer and Gelby heifers. 75% of the offering is homozygous black, 95% homozygous polled, and 40% of the bulls are calving ease. Call us at 701-720-8823 or email rlarnold@gmail.com for more information. That's the Cranview Gelby and Angus Genetic Progress Sale, March 28th in Rugby.
Talking selecting bulls with Lacey Quayle today on Ranching Issues. And Lacey, how do you incorporate indexes in the process?
The longer name is Economic Selection Index. So a selection index is really an EPD for profit. They're taking several traits together that have economic relevance. So it's a single value that considers multiple traits. Most breed associations will publish maybe what traits are included in those selection indices, but not necessarily always. And so it's a way to balance many traits all at once. And so we can use these as a kind of first defense for generalized criteria. Once we get a group of bulls that maybe have an index value where we'd want, then we can look at a more targeted approach after that.
Good stuff, Lacey. Thanks for that. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, by the Cranview Gelby and Angus Production Sale, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.